It is time to get to the business news now with Nicholas Poynton, who's joining us from the Wellington studio. Nicholas, tell us what's going on at Flight Centre. More job losses, is it?
Yeah, look, we probably should have, you know, we could probably expect this is coming along. The company is going to axe a further 160 jobs and shut down another 23 stores across the country and yet another restructure. It's already laid off about 600 staff this year and closed about 70 stores as a result of COVID-19, which has essentially, you know, put a lid on international tourism at the moment. However, I must say that it was a little bit cheeky that the company didn't publicly announce these job cuts. Rather, it let its customers know in an email earlier this week. This has been a bit of a trend we've begun to see with a few companies at the moment. It's really just an aside, just a personal gripe. But I think what is interesting is that earlier this year, I've been on the show to talk about that there's been some reports from litigators, insolvency experts who've talked about how the government's various fiscal support measures have been propping up companies that would otherwise be doomed without it. You know, this is a company that specialises in travel bookings. It's received about $11 million in through the wage subsidy. It's also benefiting from that $50 million reimbursement scheme for travel credit. And so what we have learnt today, it may be a bit of a sign of things to come for those businesses that are most exposed to COVID-19. Because, look, the last of the wage subsidy, it is beginning to wrap up, and it isn't really too much of a surprise that we have received another announcement about more job layoffs. What was interesting, though, was that the company's managing director said that, without a doubt, the company can make it through this crisis. I hope he's right, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Nicholas, what can you tell us about the markets today?
Yeah, look, the NZX Top 50, it's down by about 0.25% or 29 points to 12,432. Our own dollar is trading at 66 US cents, 93.3 Australian, 50.9 British pence in gold. It's up by about $10 today to 1,917 US dollars an ounce.
Thanks, Nicholas. That was Nicholas Poynton joining us with business news from our Wellington studio.